inch by inch, row by row, gonna make this garden grow.
I beg your pardon, I never promised you a rose garden along with the sunshine. There's gotta be a little rain sometime.
Sugar,
Radio Pensacola. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel, Tuesday at 9:06, almost 9:07, so you know what time it is. It's time for Garden Line with your host, Mike Wiggins. I am Jake Walker, just hanging out, taking your calls and your texts, 850-437-1620. We know you got questions. It's that time of year. Everybody's thinking about their lawn and their plants. We've got container plants that we're going to be talking about. Calls and text always, 850-437-1620. Mike Wiggins, how you doing this morning?
Hey, Jake, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm good.
Good for you. You know, Jake, what I thought we might talk about today is maybe kind of put everything together we've mm-hmm. been talking about insofar as chores to do during a hot summer. Mm. And I'm kind of doing our little go through, do a little checklist, maybe a little bit of repetition here, but kind of put it all together and talk about what to do here in July with heat advisories every day and what we need to do for our plants and our lawns and that type of thing. Because believe it or not, there are some things to do. There are some chores. So I thought we might do that. We, of course, welcome any texts, phone calls, whatever. Tell us what's on your mind, any questions you might have. And Jake and I will try to answer them the best we can. Exactly.
Well, you will, and I'll just make snarky comments.
That works for me. We don't have a research department this morning, so we'll have to go with what we've got. In any event, Jake, good morning to you. Good to see you. One thing we do need to talk about, of course, is the heat. And the first thing I said last week, I'll say it again, is protect yourself. Be so careful. I know one thing. I got home yesterday afternoon, and I needed to water all my plants, and so I hooked up the hose in the backyard, and I had to hand water a bunch of containers. I tell you, by the time I was finished, I felt like I'd run a marathon. I've never been so hot in my entire life. But the point is to protect yourself. Wrong thing is to get out there at noon and try to do any of this. We all know that. We are Pensacolians. We know what a hot summer is like. But it always stands to reason to be so very careful. Drink a lot of water. Just protect yourself. You know, you talk about protecting yourself. One thing I have found in my yard is I've never seen so many wasps. And they love to congregate in some of the hollies. So be so careful, because I'll tell you, you get stung by a bunch of wasps, you're on your way to the hospital. So just be so careful with that. May even kind of wear a long sleeve shirt just to be sure as you are pruning and that type of thing, whatever it takes to be careful. Also, what we need to do this time of year, obviously, is keep our eye on the tropics. I was just looking, as a matter of fact, I'm looking right now at the spaghetti models on a burl who is a category 5 wandering through the Caribbean. And looks like it's going to take a little jag, maybe to the right, maybe.
So it's already up to a category 5. Wow.
Exactly.
Maybe that is, Mexico, that's intense.
Southern Texas, maybe. It may, whatever. This,
right.
It's only a B word at this point.
Right.
And they're expecting it to be a huge season. So we as gardeners and property owners need to do what it takes. I think we all know. I think we all have our hurricane kits and that type of thing. But just a few of the things we need to really concentrate on. One is pruning our trees. Now, I had a gentleman from tree surgery come out the other day. Good friend of mine. I know him very well. He does a good job of trimming my oak tree every couple of years. I said, good. Appreciate it. Gave me a quote. I said, sounds good to me. Let's do it. He said, good, I'll see you in September. I said, wait a minute. a lot can happen between now and September. Mm-hmm. Point is, they're very, very busy.
Right.
Very busy. And you may not get that done in time. But insofar as pruning maybe the, the broken limbs or the weak limbs off some of your smaller trees and smaller plants might be the thing to do. You know, anything that might get flying around in even 50, 60-mile-an-hour winds and, heaven forbid, over 100. But do some pruning on some of your trees. Get your generator in shape. My generator is so big, I've got a grandson that's going to help me get it out of my garage and crank it up and be sure it works.
Right.
So that is so important. The last thing you want to do is have that hurricane sitting off in the Gulf of Mexico, and you know your electricity is going to go out, and your generator doesn't work.
Right.
So you need to be sure that it's working. Have plenty of gas, fresh gas, in some containers, because you don't know how long you're going to need it. And you look at Ivan, boy, we ran that generator forever, it seemed.
Right.
So you never know about that. Get plenty of gas in your car. Fill all your cars up.
At least
up,
half a tank, yeah.
But at least. I'll never forget with Ivan, I sat in the line. I'd got up before the sun came up, sat in the line and to get some gas, and was very lucky to find some. But be sure your cars have plenty of gas. Have plans for your containers and your hanging baskets. That goes without saying. Once again, we're all Pensacolans. We know how to do that. But be ready for a big win. The experts say it's going to be a rough year. Hopefully it won't be for us. Quite frankly, we have paid our dues with Ivan and Sally. We just don't need anything else.
Right.
Put that lawn furniture up and do all that. And the last thing you need to do is check in with your neighbors. You may have some elderly neighbors my age that might need some help. And so be there for them. It's so interesting. During Ivan, I go back to Ivan because that was the worst. I had friends who had freezers full of food. And so they cooked them all outside, invited all the neighbors to come, you know, after the storm was over, and said, you know, we met neighbors we didn't even know we had.
Yeah.
Some of the nicest people we've ever met. That was the only positive thing about Ivan, is that we did kind of meet and have dinners together with some people we maybe never would have thought of in our neighborhood. So in any event, get ready, watch the tropics, and let's just hope that it's not going to be as bad a year as the experts say.
Yes.
That's important.
Yes. You want to go ahead and get to a couple calls before our first break?
Oh, of course.
All right.
I was rattling on here about
the hurricane. No, that's good. We've got Nathan in Navarre. Got a question about his lawn. Nathan, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Thanks.
All right.
What do you say, Nathan?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing great. Yourself?
So, doing great.
Good.
I've got a lawn I've got a zoysia lawn that we re-sodded last summer, or last spring, I think it is. So it's had a full year to actually come in. Before that, we had a wall put up and had tan sand put in to backfill that wall. So unfortunately, that tan sand is not providing hardly any nutrients for the grass to grow. So the sod, I guess, has just kind of stopped growing. It's really low. I never have to cut it because it's so low. It doesn't grow. Just my question is this, a couple things. Should I aerate it and then reseed over top of it with zoysia, or should I throw some manure and mulch or something over top of it to actually give some nutrients to the soil, or what would you recommend for that?
Well, let me go back. Number one, I would forget the seeding. That's just not going to work for zoysia. I wouldn't do that. So let's put that aside. Zoysia will grow and grow very well in our sandy soil here in Northwest Florida. It just will. I think what you've got to do is get into a good fertilization schedule. We were going to talk about that later in the show, and we will a little bit more. But in short, here midsummer, it's time to give that lawn a little bit of a kick, if you will. Now, if you've got zoysia or St. Augustine, a good I'm just going to say 16-4-8 fertilizer. Our general lawn fertilizer is good. And I would do it right now. I know it's hot and we've had some dry spells, but if you can get enough water on that lawn, I would fertilize it right now. That's what I would do. Sometimes zoysia, as a matter of fact, we talked about this last week when we talked about Dr. Unruh, who is the guru of lawn grasses with the state, said, you watch out for that zoysia because it's a beautiful grass when you give it enough nutrients and enough water. But if that either one of those go by the wayside, what you're going to do, that zoysia is going to want to go back to dormancy. And that's the case. It's just not going to grow very much. So that's what I would do. I wouldn't worry about redoing it right now. I would certainly try the fertilizer angle 16-4-8, even a little higher nitrogen, maybe a 22% nitrogen would work. Obviously, no weed and feed. Don't even think about that. That's not going to work. So put the fertilizer on it now. Water it. I would, considering your situation, I would water it, if it doesn't rain, almost every day for a couple of weeks after you put that fertilizer out. I think that is critical. So that's the direction I would go, Nathan. I really think it you're going to be okay. First, one question, what variety of zoysia did they plant? Did you know?
Oh, I have no idea. It's something they actually mix matched it. It's a part of the shipment came in and they ran out, and then they got something from somewhere else. So it's mix matched.
I see.
But I see.
And you know, at this stage, it really doesn't make much difference because we're trying to, get this lawn that we've got in to work. So I'd go with the fertilizer. I would go with the watering, and see where you go from there. I think you'll be okay. But I would not think about putting compost on it, that type of thing. I don't think that's good for it. I would put the regular lawn fertilizer on there right now, water it, and go from there.
Okay. I'm putting about 40 minutes of water on each zone right now per day. Is that too much, you think?
Considering what your zoysia is doing, or quite frankly, what it's not doing, I think that's probably okay. Now, treat your lawn sprinkler system manually, if you will. If you get a good thunderstorm, we've had a few of those lately, turn it off. But go back to that schedule for a while, especially after you put the fertilizer on. That's what I would do.
All right, great. Thanks, Mike. Appreciate that.
Hey, Nathan, thank you. Good luck. Yeah. Let us know how it goes.
All right, I will.
All right. When we come back, we've got Dan on the phone in Pensacola. We'll get to him right after this short break. I got a word from our sponsor, Barnes Feed Store, 850-437-1620. Let us know if you have any questions or comments. We'll be right back with Garden Line on News Radio Pensacola.
Summer is here and it's time for your favorite weekend activities. It all starts with a stop at Barnes Feed Store. Now it's time to get your hands dirty planting your favorite flowers and vegetables in the garden. What will you grow this year? Barnes Feed Store has been helping gardens grow better for generations. Stop by today and see for yourself why Barnes Feed Store has been a local's favorite for years. Get your gardening, pet supplies, and so much more at Barnes Feed Store in Emsley on Old Palafox.
In the world of payroll and HR services, things can get complicated. At Avalon HR, they understand these complications and have your back. Join them tomorrow at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel as they guide you through the complicated world of payroll and HR services. Running a business is busy work. Allow Avalon HR to work with you. Join them tomorrow on the Pensacola Expert Panel at 10:30.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Serving overseas was just the beginning. We might be home from war, but our mission continues in communities all across the country. It's why we're out there in times of peace and crisis, providing meals to the hungry and supplies to the sick. It's why we're giving strength to those who are too weak and bringing resources to those without them. Service doesn't stop when we're done serving. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
On September 11th, 2001, an operations officer placed a call asking if a crew could be ready to fly. U.S. Naval Aviator Aaron Dimmock answered that call. Working largely in silence, Dimmock defended America. Now he's ready to answer the call yet again. Pro-Trump conservative Aaron Dimmock for Congress. Florida Patriots PAC, paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. FloridaPatriotsPAC.com.
It's News Radio Pensacola on 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620, the website, the app, or your smart device. It's news on your terms.
News Radio Pensacola, it's the Pensacola Expert Panel Garden Line with your host, Mike Wiggins. I'm Jake Walker, taking your calls and your texts, 850-437-1620. We're going to go ahead and get to Dan in Pensacola on the phone. Dan, are you there, sir?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, Dan, what's your question for today?
Okay, I'm getting ready to plug some St. Augustine on the west side of my yard, the backyard. It used to be St. Augustine, but it kind of dried up a little bit from too much shade from trees. I was wondering, when I mow my St. Augustine, did I use my clippings from that to put down there to kind of mix in with that soil to help the plugs out, the nitrogen from the cuttings? Would that be of any help?
Well, number one, Dan, I'm a little concerned about the shade situation. Even though we're using St. Augustine, there, I think you generally make the comment here on the Garden Line that there is no lawn grass that really wants shade. St. Augustine might handle it better, but if it's relatively dense shade where you're installing the St. Augustine, I think you're going to maybe have some problems. We go back to our old percentages. You know, if you've got 50% shade, you're going to have 50% grass, 60-40, 70-30, like that. So be careful where you invest in that, those plugs or that sod or what have you, in a shady, shady area. Insofar as the clippings are concerned, the clippings themselves, in my opinion, are not going to help with any nutrients going back into the soil. A lot of the experts will say collect your clippings, because that helps that they don't end up in the landfill. And that's a legitimate argument, no question about it. However, if you're going to mow that St. Augustine and mow it high, that's what we've got to do. I collect my clippings because I think you're collecting a lot of the weeds, also the weed seeds, that type of thing, so they don't regenerate in that area. So you can go either way, but I don't believe you're going to find the clippings add to the nutrients for that St. Augustine. I think you need to be sure you've got your lime situation okay. If you live in Pensacola, or really just in Northwest Florida, you generally are going to have acid soil. That acid soil needs to be, for lack of a better word, sweetened up a little bit with some limestone. That would help you more than the clippings would.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks a lot. I mean, it was growing really good even when it had a deeper shade, but now I've cut some stuff down.
Yeah.
Give it more sun.
Yeah. And Dan, let me interrupt you. Did you say you're plugging it?
Yeah. Or sodding it? Yeah. I'm plugging it. I got some bare spots where.
I got you. And that's probably the way to go to do it. Right. Just one comment about those plugs, especially in an area where you were trying to compensate for the shady area, put them really close together, okay? There's a lot of literature out there when you buy plugs that says, oh, put them 12 inches apart. That's not going to work. I'd put them 4 to 5 inches apart, and that way you'll get quicker coverage, less weeds, and I think it'll do better. So that's what I would do.
Okay, sounds good to me.
Thank you, Dan.
Thank you, Dan.
Dan, always good to hear from you. Yeah. Thank you.
All right, we're going to take another quick commercial break. We'll be right back with more Garden Line with Mike Wiggins on News Radio Pensacola.
Finding a landscaper that will actually call you back? Check. Finding one that offers high-end designs complemented with 3D walkthrough designs and 2D renderings? Check. Finding a great landscaper that can also execute beautiful landscape and hardscape designs? Check. Finding one that knows how to erect outdoor pergolas, fences, patios, and kitchens? Check. Finding the right landscaper that also offers irrigation services? Check.
Hi, this is Paul with Blue Sky Landscapes. Call us today for a free quote and check out our work at blueskypensacola.com.
How many times has a paid-by-the-hour repairman come to your home to do repair? And seems to be working awfully slow? After all, the longer they work, the more you pay. And when they're finally done, you get the bill. It's dangerous to give a repairman a blank check because your bill could be much larger than expected. That's why Barberry Plumbing uses a flat rate pricing system. You'll know exactly to the penny what you'll pay before the work begins. No questions, no surprises, no high bills. You get Barberry Plumbing's team of radio dispatched uniformed professional service technicians. They can handle any plumbing repair or replacement job you need, including insulation and gas piping to your whole house generator. They are fully insured for both residential and commercial work. Call Barberry Plumbing at 477-8782 or look for Barberry Plumbing in the business white pages. Barberry Plumbing license number is RF11067749.
As a rideshare driver, I love keeping my car smelling fresh and clean. So when I'm driving, I only trust new Febreze car vent clips, now with 3 times greater scent control, because it's that little touch that sets me apart. I can turn the intensity down for subtle freshness, or I can turn it up for when I want lots of scent. So whether it's set to low, medium, or high, with new Febreze car, I know my car's going to smell amazing, which keeps my driver rating right where it belongs. Picking up, Oscar! La, 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 la.
When it comes to precious metals, there's only one place to consider, and that is Emerald Coast Coins. They're the local leader in dealing with coins and jewelry. Gold, silver, diamonds, and sterling silver. Emerald Coast Coins buys, sells, and trades. And for the past 15 years, customers from all over the Gulf Coast have trusted Emerald Coast Coins for the best estimates and prices in town. Stop in today. They're on Creighton Road, right across from Tom Thumb. Emerald Coast Coins.
Wrap up your day with all of the national, state, local sports and entertainment news with Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin. On News Radio 92.3.
He really knows how to cry. That's how I'd cry in my pillow. If you should tell me farewell and goodbye, love, love, you bird lay whisper low.
It's like I'm eating breakfast at Mimi's Cafe. 850-437-1620. I don't know if we have any Mimi's in Florida. It was a Nashville thing. I don't know.
I don't know Mimi's.
Yeah, it's like a really fancy French style IHOP kind of. Very, very, very good food, especially for breakfast.
French style IHOP.
French breakfast.
Somehow that.
Yeah, it works.
It works.
Great lunch too. If somebody wanted to know, we were talking about this a little bit. We don't really think if you band together your thin crepe myrtle bushes, will they grow and attach together to form a large, big, fat trunk? And you're saying no, probably not.
Well, I've never really thought about it happening like that.
Right.
You know, so many people want. And we all really want a nice multi-trunk.
Yes.
Exactly. But if you took two trunks, thin trunks, you know, from small trees,
mm-hmm.
and tied them together,
right?
You'd probably always have two trunks.
Yeah.
But they would have obviously.
But it might look okay. Yeah.
It might look okay. It's really, you know, I'm going to jump ahead here to talk about that in just a second. Well, we're about out.
We've got to get to Fox News.
When we come back. I'm going to relate it to Christmas trees.
Oh, okay. Sounds good. Christmas in July here
Christmas,
on News
Christmas
Radio.
Christmas in July. Banding trunks together.
Banding our trunks. We like the fat trunks here.
We do like
fat bottom trunks. News Radio, Pensacola, 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620. Garden Line with Mike Wiggins. We'll be right back after Fox News, 850-437-1620. Don't go anywhere.
News. I'm Chris Foster. President Biden's campaign is trying to ease voters and donors' concerns about his fitness for office. Campaign officials held a video call with more than 500 donors last night.
One participant said no one feels good about this. Another said there are still a lot of unanswered questions. Today, the Biden team is touting their fundraising numbers. They raised $127 million in June, which they say was the campaign's best month of the cycle. More than $30 million came after the debate, the majority of which they say came from grassroots donations, so they see as a sign of the president's viability, even if a lot of donors remain unconvinced.
Fox's Madeline Rivera. 9 days to sentencing, former President Trump is asking to have his criminal hush money conviction in New York set aside, citing yesterday's Supreme Court opinion, setting broad parameters for official presidential acts that are immune from prosecution. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 9:31 at News Radio Pensacola. I'm David Wayne. Right now it is mostly cloudy. We've got 86 degrees in Pensacola. Hurricane Beryl is now a Cat 5 storm on its way to the Caribbean islands. Eric Blake from the National Hurricane Center says it's a unique storm.
Usually the strongest hurricanes occur much later in the season after the water conditions are a lot warmer and the vertical wind shear has lessened. However, things are really well ahead of schedule for this hurricane season, and you know, we're already starting to see those stronger hurricanes earlier than we've ever seen them.
Blake says that we've never seen a Category 5 hurricane quite this early in the season, and he says it does pose a significant threat to portions of the Caribbean. Well, four people now charged with a woman's overdose death in Orange Beach last weekend. That happened Saturday. The woman reportedly overdosed on fentanyl. Gerald Anderson, Rochelle Benson, Malia Decatur, and Madison Hayek all facing a manslaughter charge. It's the first time people have been charged under a new law in Alabama that allows for those who supplied the drugs to be charged with their death. There's a growing number of Democrats now calling on President Biden to withdraw from the presidential race after his performance at last week's debate. Governor DeSantis says one thing's obvious.
You compare him to 2019 to that debate, it's been a really significant decline. And the idea that that decline is going to stop, that somehow you can make it to age 86, given the trajectory, is a joke.
And those comments yesterday from Governor DeSantis as he was in Pensacola announcing $4.4 million in grant funding for Pensacola State College, who will be using the money to fund an aviation mechanics program that'll be housed at the airport. Right now, 9:33, let's get a look at our Channel 3 forecast this morning.
It is going to be a hot, humid day today with a heat advisory in effect. 50% chance of a stray shower in the afternoon. High today near 91 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 79. Staying hot and humid as we go into Wednesday with a 50% chance of rain. High near 94. Wednesday night, temperatures dropping near 78. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
And right now, 86 in Pensacola, 85 in Gulf Breeze, 84 in Milton. Our next news at 10, breaking news anytime. News Radio Pensacola.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Tesla's June sales of China-made electric vehicles fell roughly 24% from a year earlier to 71,000. That is according to data from the China Passenger Car Association. Deliveries of the U.S. automaker's China-made Model 3 and Model Y vehicles, arguably its most popular models, slightly dropped from May levels. Meanwhile, Chinese rival BYD, with electric and hybrid options, sold just over 340,000 passenger vehicles in June, which is up 35% year over year. Need to take a load off? Nike has partnered up with Hyperice for new boots designed to massage and support athletes' feet and bodies while being worn. The shoes offer heat and a dynamic air compression, providing both warmth and targeted pressure to aid in recovery. Accompanying the boots, the Nike and Hyperice vest, which uses thermoelectric coolers to deliver instant cooling. Stocks are slightly lower. That's Your Money Now.
And now, a step back in the news archives with the late John Appleyard on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
July the 2nd, 1767, in Pensacola, British West Florida. This is 1620 Radio News. Newsmen here have just been advised that Governor George Johnstone, who has served here since the colony began 4 years ago, will submit his resignation to the Board of Trade in London, and so may be leaving our community as early as January. John Stone, a man much interested in trade and in the development of a diverse local economy, has tried to have local businessmen invest in trade ventures. However, Navy officials working in this area have figuratively slapped the governor's wrist on this, reminding him that under British mercantilist law, such trade is illegal. Whether this ruling encouraged the governor's retirement, well, that is not known, but we can report with certainty that word has gone on to London of his resignation and that this will start the ball rolling on the selection of a successor.
News Radio Pensacola. Your home for informative, local, and dependable news and talk. Start your mornings off with the award-winning Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay, followed by the Pensacola Expert Panel with Jake. Then, get informed and laugh from 11 till 2 with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins, followed by the Guy Benson Show. Your afternoon drive is anchored by Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin, followed by Dave Ramsey. It's News Radio Pensacola, heard on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
News Radio Pensacola. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel, Garden Line with Mike Wiggins. Mike?
Who's that on drums, Jake?
Oh, man. I don't know.
Come on now.
I don't know.
You're the drummer here.
This recording could be, who knows? I don't know. I have no idea.
I figured it.
He's good, though.
With your playing the drums, you might know who that was.
Sometimes I can pick them out depending on their style, but there's so many recordings of that music and that era so that you never know who you're listening to sometimes.
Well, it's great stuff.
Yeah.
Real quick, the person who sent us a text about tying the crepe myrtle trunks together to make one bigger trunk.
Mm-hmm.
It just reminds me, this is way off topic. At Christmas, way back in the day, we had a little Christmas tree business, and people had one customer who always wanted a 12 to 15 foot Christmas tree that was thick. Well, I had some 12 to 15 foot Christmas trees. They were Douglas firs, which were kind of thin, kind of a Charlie Brown trees. So we wove two of them together and wired the trunks together to give us a thick, tall Christmas tree. Appreciate the text. It brought back that fun memory because it sounds easy, but it wasn't. But boy, it looked good when it was done. It was a big, tall Christmas tree. So anyway, that's jumping 6 months ahead.
Yeah. I just pulled up a picture over there on your screen. That is a white eggplant that was sent in to us by a listener here. They say, Catherine, she said, trying to grow something different, a white eggplant. So there's a picture of it.
That's different.
It is different.
It is different.
That looks weird.
Catherine, that looks great.
Almost looks like an egg growing off of a
vine.
It
does. Yeah. It does. Look at that.
Well, it's an eggplant.
It's an eggplant. Oh. You know what else?
Oh.
There's nobody better than Catherine.
Yeah.
She can grow anything and knows what's going on in the community insofar as gardening is concerned, the different organizations. And we just are very honored and pleased to have Catherine listening to us.
Yes.
But thanks for the picture, Catherine. It looks great.
All right. Bruce sent in a text. He said he remembers during Ivan, many of the gas stations were even unavailable. They either had no power or the gas stations became shelters.
Absolutely. You just couldn't find a gas station that was open. There was one over on Davis. I never have understood quite why he was open, because when the power's out, the pumps weren't working.
Right.
I guess they obviously had some type of generator.
Mm-hmm.
But it was a tough time.
Yeah.
It was a tough time for everybody.
Yeah, and those overhangs on gas stations are pretty flimsy, too. Like, they're usually the first thing to go in the wind is those overhangs that go over the pumps. So you got to be careful. Yeah.
I'll never forget. I had a landscape project that we were doing out near the Navy base.
Mm-hmm.
And doing total landscaping, taking out what was there and put in new stuff. And Ivan came through. And, of course, I gave it a week or so and called my customer and said, well, what do you think? Think of when we're going to be able to get back into the project? And he cried.
Yeah.
He said, Mike, I don't have a house.
Oh.
I have a slab. That's all I've got. Mm. And there's so many people like that following Ivan. It was tragic. Mm. It really was. And, and God help us, we sure don't need that again.
Right.
No doubt about it.
Right. 437-1620. If you have any calls, texts, any questions, thoughts, comments, let us know. It's the Garden Line with Mike Wiggins on News Radio Pensacola. Take it away. Let's get back to the fertilization. And,
Well, I did want to talk about that just a little bit more. We talked earlier a little bit about fertilizing the zoysia grass, if you remember. I think that was Nathan, if I'm not mistaken. Yep. In any event, what we need to do here in July, we all need to do some fertilization on our lawns. And here's what you do. If you have St. Augustine, zoysia, bahia, if you will, very few people have that, Bermuda, a summer kick is what those lawns want. I like to use, as I mentioned to Nathan at the time, to use just what you use in the spring, a 16-4-8, a 22-4-4, whatever. Put it on your yard at about 7 pounds per 1,000 square feet. Kind of do the math,
okay,
weigh it out, that type of thing. But that will really give those lawns a kick. We haven't had a lot of rain, but some of these big rains have washed out what nutrients are there, and we've got to add that to it. Be sure that the fertilizer you use, whichever formula it is slow release and contains iron. That is critical. Now, I did have, it's just of interest, I had a great customer at the beach. Beautiful St. Augustine lawn at the beach. And here's what he would use. And I'm not sitting here recommending it because it can be the best thing you ever did or the worst thing you ever did. But
we're talking about marriage? What are we talking about?
No. This is gardening. Okay. Gardening, Jake. Right. The wrong subject.
Sorry.
This is, he used ammonium nitrate. Ammonium nitrate is a fertilizer that has a formula of 33-0-0. We talk about slow-release nitrogen. None of that. It's a quick-release, totally quick-release nitrogen. He used it about 3 pounds per 1,000 square feet and has an absolutely gorgeous lawn. But you go a little heavy on that stuff, or you put it out and you don't have enough irrigation, we don't get a lot of rain, it can burn it up, burn your lawn up. But he knew what he was doing, and using that ammonium nitrate on his St. Augustine really, really worked. Now, if you've got centipede, you don't want to do that. Centipede doesn't like a lot of nitrogen as we in the midsummer. So what a lot of people use is iron. And you get it two ways, Jake. You can use ironite, which is a granular iron, easy to put it out just like fertilizer, and that is probably the best thing you can do for your centipede grass. Some people will use a liquid iron, and if you're going to use a liquid iron, you want to use one where the full name of it is chelated liquid iron. Fertilome makes a product, and I know just because I've got some communication here, Werner Turf carries that particular product. It's called chelated liquid iron by Fertilome, and that chelated iron is going to prevent losing the nutrients. It has a lot of micronutrients in it, which is a good product, but no nitrogen. No, that's not what centipede wants this time of year. Now, there are those that will say, my centipede looks pretty good. If that's the case, you don't do anything.
Yeah.
You can just not do anything. St. Augustine, zoysia, you do need to do it. But centipede, you don't have to. But if you want to get a little kick to that, get a little green, a little bit greener, although keep in mind that centipede is a light green anyway. You're not going to get the dark, bitter blue St. Augustine color with centipede that you have with the St. Augustine. But it will help green-wise if you use that iron, either way, liquid or granular, this time of year.
All righty, 850-437-1620. It's the Garden Line with Mike Wiggins. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back with more after this.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical, plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
You were cleared for takeoff at the National Naval Aviation Museum. From thrilling hands-on experiences to historical insights, the National Naval Aviation Museum is where dreams take flight. Go Mach Speed in a flight simulator. Let inspiration soar among the 150 beautifully restored aircraft. Escape to the giant screen theater and cap off your day at the Flight Deck Store. Whether it's a day to dream, be inspired, or remember history, experience the National Naval Aviation Museum. Visit navalaviationmuseum.org to plan your visit today.
Remember when washing machines were made in America, were solidly built, and actually got your clothes clean? They aren't a thing of the past. They are Speed Queen, and they are available at Tops Appliance. Speed Queen washer and dryers combine durability and technology into the best washers and dryers in the world. Speed Queen will change the way you think about washing machines. They're built to last longer and deliver exceptional wash results. Unlike many other washers and dryers with plastic parts, Speed Queen uses commercial-grade steel and porcelain components designed to give you at least 25 years of reliable, trouble-free operation. That's why they come with lifetime warranties, the best warranties in the business. See store for warranty details. Speed Queen washers and dryers are built to work and built to last. If you want durability, innovation, and perfectly done laundry the first time, then you want Speed Queen. See these great Speed Queen washers and dryers for yourself at Tops Appliance on Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
Veris Health Partners knows there are plenty of options when it comes to insurance. Owners Pam and Keith Giles will help guide you to choose the best plans for you and your family. As a veteran-owned independent health and life agency in Pensacola, their clients range from moms and dads on Medicare to individuals, families, business owners, and veterans who are looking for answers. They are researchers, educators, and advocates who take pride in guiding clients to become smart healthcare shoppers. Contact them at verishp.com. Veris Health Partners.
2017. Congressman Matt Gaetz forms a close friendship with future convicted sex trafficker Joel Greenberg, who says they had a unique synergy. Greenberg reportedly uses a sugar daddy app to find college girls and pays for sex on the congressman's behalf. That's a close friendship with the real Matt Gaetz. Florida Patriots PAC paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. FloridaPatriotsPAC.com.
News Radio Pensacola. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel with your host, Mike Wiggins, on the Garden Line, 850-437-1620. Let us know if you have any questions. We had Sarah text in over the break. She's wanting to know, so is now a good time to add lime to our St. Augustine lawn?
No doubt about it. It's, yes. It's a great time to do it. However, a couple of qualifiers here. St. Augustine does need a higher pH than, say, centipede. Centipede likes the soil we have, which is kind of acid. St. Augustine, not so much. It needs lime to kind of sweeten it up, if you will. It's not a very technical term, but it's kind of what happens. However, a soil test is really going to be the best way to find out whether you need lime or not. It'll tell you what the pH is, and it'll tell you how much lime you need. A lot of us don't have time to do the soil test and take it to the county agent. So I always tell
folks, I'm not a scientist.
Exactly. So I tell people, look, every couple of years is a good time. Go ahead and put the lime out. About 40 pounds per 1,000 square feet is a good way to do it. You need to use dolomite lime. That's important. It's granular. It's not expensive. And go ahead and put it out and water it in. The last qualifier is, remember, we just talked about fertilizing the St. Augustine yard in July, and that's important. But you don't want to do the lime and the fertilizer at the same time. I mean, a lot of people say, this is great. I'm going to put the fertilizer out, put the lime on top of it, water it in, I'm done.
Right.
Not good. That lime and the fertilizer together kind of tie each other up and don't do what you want them to do.
It's like peanut butter and jelly in the same jar. Don't buy it. It's not good.
God, you're good at this, Jake.
Yeah. It's always food related, though. But yeah, there's just something about adding those two things together. It just doesn't,
it just
doesn't work.
Give it 2 weeks. Give it 2 weeks between, maybe a little bit more. if you haven't fertilized, I would be tempted to go ahead and fertilize first. Go ahead and get that out of the way. Mm. And then middle of the month, I would go ahead and put my lime on. But they're both important. You just don't want to do them together.
All right. We've got a phone call here. We got Jacques in Gulf Breeze. Jacques, people call me you all the time.
It's either, oh, how funny. That's interesting.
Yeah, it's either Jack or Jacques.
Hey, you know, I'll answer to anything. But, hey, quick question for you. Yeah. I planted a satsuma tree in my backyard a couple of years ago. It hasn't done anything yet. It's grown, but it hasn't borne fruit. And I'm wondering, should I fertilize it somehow? Obviously, I want to be able to eat the satsumas, and I'm patient. So should I put anything down? Like, is there miracle growth for citrus, anything like that? What do you recommend?
I would recommend this is going to sound like very obvious, a citrus fertilizer. They make it.
Okay.
It's not expensive. And I would go ahead and do it right now. I think it'd be a good time to do it. A couple of things. Be sure to get out at around the drip line of the tree. In other words, at the edge of the branches of it. And I would, if you do this, if you measure from drip line through the trunk to the drip line on the other side, the number of feet that is, I'd use a good tight handful for that number of feet. I'm not sure if that makes a lot of sense, but that's a good way to do it. Give it time. It's going to be okay, but I think if you fertilize it, keep it watered, of course. I mean, you know how hot it is, and you're in Gulf Breeze, right?
You bet.
Yeah. Of course, you've got nothing but sand over there, so be sure you put enough irrigation on it, because it's just, you know, goes right through. And I bet you're going to be okay. I really do. You may not get much this year, but I'm giving it another year. How did it stand up to the cold last year? Did it? Did you have any damage?
I covered it real well. It's funny. I lost a small branch or two, and it was wild that the branches, I lost a few, and the branches actually turned black.
Yeah.
Like they were burnt.
Right.
Like, burnt. But yeah, that's how it looks. How often would I do that? Would I do that once every 3 months, fertilizing it?
I think what I would do is go ahead and fertilize it now. Then I would maybe, in September, maybe do it then. But then what you don't want to do is late in the fall, because fertilizer is going to encourage new growth. And the last thing you want is new growth if there's a frost or a freeze coming. So maybe a couple more times this season, and I think you'll be just fine. That cold weather may have set that tree back a little bit, and that may be why your production is not happening. But do the fertilization and the water. Pruning is not really important on a satsuma tree. So I wouldn't get out there and whack away at it. I would just kind of leave it like it is, water, fertilizer, and see what happens.
Perfect. I got you. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Hey, man, thanks for calling.
Thank you, Jacques. Okay, all right. Now we've got Sam in Gulf Breeze. Sam, are you there with us?
Yes, I am.
All right, real quick, what's your question for Mike today?
I just have a tip for all of the people out there with lawns. To save them from replacing lawns every 8 to 10 years, don't cut your lawns so darn short.
Right.
All I heard was centipede lawns only last 8 to 10 years. That's not true. That's absolutely, if they cut them short, yes. I've got one that's over 25 years old. So just tell them not to have the guys that cut the lawns scrape them. That's about all.
Hey, Sam.
Yep.
I don't think we have time.
Yes, sir.
We don't have time today, because I have got a couple of reasons why cutting it short is absolutely the wrong thing to do. I don't think we're going to have time this morning to go through it. We'll try to do that in another show. But you are absolutely right. And one of the problems is, when you mow your lawn, you do it right. Centipede should at least be 3 inches high, at least. St. Augustine, 4 inches. Zoysia, you can kind of go to 2. But if you scalp it, you're going to have problems. And one of the problems is, say you go on vacation, you get the neighborhood teenager to mow your lawn. Be so careful. Be so careful that he doesn't take it down to 1 inch, because that can give you irreparable damage. It really can. So you're right on, Sam, and I appreciate you bringing that up this morning.
Yeah. Thanks for listening, Sam.
All right, thank you.
Good job, Sam. Thanks.
All right, real quick, I was told that it was too hot to fertilize my citrus trees and I should wait until September. Is this correct? Thanks for the help.
I think you can do it now. If you can get enough water on it, I think, and you don't overdo it, I don't see why it would be a problem doing it now. I really don't. And then in September, give it again, and then don't do it anymore. I think that's what I would do.
All right, we got to take our last commercial break. We'll be right back. If you have any questions or comments, get them in. We only have a couple minutes left with Mike Wiggins. We'll be right back with more News Radio Pensacola Expert Panel, The Garden Line with Mike Wiggins.
Splash Magazine covers the coast like the Gulf of Mexico. Each month, Splash Magazine offers a calendar of events, plus tips on where to shop, dine, and play. Learn about the month's special events, live entertainment, and interesting local people. Learn how to catch fish with Captain Dave Yelverton. See what is worth watching on your streaming services. Tom Nolan will tell you the latest. Find out how to dress for the changing Florida weather with Jen Wells. Get the most out of the Emerald Coast by reading Splash Magazine each month. For more information, call Gulf Breeze News at 850-932-8986 or visit GulfBreezeNews.com online.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services. Advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
Bands on the Beach, presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority, tonight at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. Bring a blanket or lawn chair and relax and enjoy the sunset with your favorite bands. Tonight at 7, it's Johnny Earthquake and the Moondogs, playing all types of music from the 50s through today. Johnny Earthquake and the Moondogs is a fan-favorite, high-energy show packed full of sing-along favorites. Bands on the Beach, tonight at 7.
News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 and Pensacola State College is proud to air the Pensacola Symphony Orchestra's Symphony Sparks and Stars, Thursday, July 4th. Heard live at the Hunter Amphitheater at Community Maritime Park. This free outdoor concert presented by Peter Mugier will honor the United States Armed Forces and feature a mix of patriotic music and popular favorites. The symphony starts at 7:30 and ends at 9 with the 4th of July fireworks and can be heard on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
News Radio Pensacola, the Pensacola Expert Panel, Mike Wiggins and the Garden Line. Thank you so much for your calls and texts today. We had a text about some roses.
Yeah, we don't have much time. Let me just say a couple of things about that. Looking at this picture, I think we may have a disease problem. If you look at some of these leaves, and of course, nobody's looking at it.
Right, but they look kind of white.
Well, they do. They look kind of white, but also a lot of the discoloration is on the internal section of the leaf, which generally means disease. Versus insects. I would do two things. One, I would get a rose dust or rose spray with a fungicide in it. And I'd spray them now. I'd spray them again in 10 days. I'd do it 10 days again after that. Also, a little rose fertilizer might be in order. Some of that chelated iron would not be a bad thing to put on there. So fertilizing, maybe put some iron. But the fungicide to me is a major thing.
All right, Mike Wiggins, thank you so much. Always a pleasure, always a lot of fun. Had a lot of calls and texts today, so thank you for listening. Thank you for reaching out to us and being a part of the show. We'll be right back with more News Radio Pensacola after this.
Stream us at newsradio923.com. News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.